Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Anger Management for Parents, How to Stop Yelling, Diffuse Triggers, Transform Conflict into Closeness, and Finally Enjoy Parenting Again is a parenting and self-regulation guide focused on helping adults recognize, interrupt, and change reactive anger patterns at home. Written by Rachel A. White, it belongs to the practical parenting advice genre rather than theory-heavy psychology. And its purpose is to give parents a more workable understanding of why they yell and how to respond differently. The book centers on the idea that anger is not simply a moral failure or lack of patience, but a rapid stress response shaped by the brain, body, and past experience. It aims to help readers reduce yelling, identify triggers earlier, and repair relationships after conflict. The overall approach is compassionate and non-judgmental, emphasizing that change is possible without shame, perfectionism, or unrealistic expectations. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a neuroscience-based explanation for why parents lose control. One of the book's main contributions is that it reframes parental yelling as a nervous system event rather than a simple choice to react badly. Instead of treating anger as a character flaw, it explains that stress can trigger a fast body-brain response that happens before reflective thought has time to intervene. That matters because many parenting books focus only on discipline techniques, while this one starts with regulation. By showing parents what happens physiologically when they are overwhelmed, the book makes the problem more understandable and therefore more changeable. This framework also reduces shame, since readers are encouraged to see themselves as stuck in a learned pattern rather than broken. The practical value of this approach is that it points parents toward early interruption, bodily awareness, and trigger recognition instead of relying on willpower alone, which is often too late once escalation has already begun. Secondly, diffusing everyday triggers before they turn into yelling, the book pays close attention to the small, repeated moments that often set off parental anger, whining, tantrums, defiance, sibling conflict, bedtime battles, homework struggles, public meltdowns, and the daily chaos of family routines. Rather than treating these incidents as isolated behavior problems, it examines why they feel so activating to the parent in the first place. This is important because the emotional intensity is often disproportionate to the event itself, which suggests that the trigger is linked to fatigue, overload, old expectations, or unresolved stress. The book's value lies in teaching parents to notice patterns earlier, before irritation becomes shouting. That makes the book more useful than advice that simply tells parents to be firmer or calmer. It offers a way to study the parent's response as carefully as the child's behavior, which can lead to more realistic, specific changes in daily life. Thirdly, replacing power struggles with connection and emotional attunement. A major theme of the book is that children's difficult behavior often reflects an unmet need, an unmanaged emotion, or a bid for connection rather than mere opposition. This shifts the parent's task from winning a confrontation to understanding what is being communicated underneath the behavior. The book argues that when parents respond with more regulation and empathy, children are more likely to cooperate because they feel safer and better understood. That claim is significant because it challenges a common assumption that control is created through intensity or authority. Instead, the book presents connection as a behavioral strategy, not just a warm ideal. Its practical implications are substantial. Parents are encouraged to look for what the child needs, to address the emotion behind the behavior, and to reduce the escalation that makes cooperation harder. This makes the book especially relevant for parents who feel trapped in repeating cycles of correction, resistance, and frustration. Fourthly, repairing after conflict instead of treating yelling as permanent damage. The book does not assume that conflict can always be prevented. Instead, it places strong emphasis on repair, which means acknowledging what happened, restoring connection, and preventing guilt from becoming the final stage of the interaction. This is one of its most constructive ideas, because many parents interpret yelling as evidence that the relationship has been harmed beyond recovery. The book argues the opposite: conflict can be addressed, and closeness can be rebuilt. That approach is useful because it gives parents a path forward after mistakes, rather than leaving them with shame and discouragement. Repair also teaches children that relationships can survive stress, accountability, and emotional rupture. In that sense, the book does more than help parents avoid yelling. It also helps them model how mature adults respond when they lose control. This makes the emotional lesson of the book broader than behavior management alone. Lastly, breaking generational patterns by examining childhood influence and burnout. Another important layer of the book is its attention to how a parent's own childhood and stress history can shape present-day reactions. It suggests that many explosive responses are not random, but tied to inherited patterns of communication, discipline, and emotional suppression. By drawing that connection, the book helps readers see that changing their behavior may require understanding what they absorbed long before they became parents. This is especially relevant for adults who feel confused by their own intensity or disappointed by repeating the same mistakes they experienced growing up. The book also acknowledges burnout, which is crucial because chronic exhaustion makes regulation harder and increases reactivity. By linking childhood learning, present stress, and parenting behavior, the book offers a more complete explanation of why anger persists and what real change requires. That makes it more than a set of calming tips. It becomes a guide to interrupting intergenerational patterns through awareness, regulation, and deliberate practice. In conclusion, this book is best suited for parents who find themselves yelling more often than they want to, especially those who feel embarrassed, guilty, or stuck in repetitive conflict with their children. It will likely be most helpful to readers who want a practical framework for understanding triggers, regulating their own reactions, and responding to challenging behavior without relying on shame-based advice. Its strongest benefit is that it treats parental anger as something that can be examined, interrupted, and repaired, rather than simply suppressed. That makes it useful both for immediate behavior change and for longer-term reflection on family patterns. Compared with many books in the same category, it stands out for combining emotional regulation, trigger awareness, repair, and generational insight in a way that is compassionate but still concrete. It does not present parenting as a test of perfection. Instead, it offers a realistic account of why parents lose their temper and how they can build more closeness through steadier responses. For readers seeking a grounded, non-judgmental guide to reducing yelling and improving family connection, it fits the category well and offers clear, practical value. If you would like to support Rachel A. White, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.